Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Nicht nur wir hier bei SBS German haben einen Bezug zur deutschen Sprache, sondern auch, wer hätte es gedacht, SBS Acting Managing Director Jane Palfreyman. Und so hatte mein Kollege Benjamin Kantak während eines internen SBS-Events die Gelegenheit ergriffen, Jane über ihre German Connection auszufragen.
I think as a child, my father loved languages. I remember as a very young girl, he taught me to count to, when I was sort of four, taught me to count to 10 in German, in Italian, in French and in Spanish. He was quite passionate about German, and so his love translated to me. And so by the age of 10, at our school, we had to do a couple of languages, and German, then I sort of did all the way through school and university.
Es war die Liebe zur deutschen Sprache, die Janes Vater damals dazu brachte, Deutsch zu lernen. Und er vermittelte diese Faszination auch an Jane, die trotz der komplizierten Grammatik ein Interesse für die deutsche Sprache entwickelte.
I think it was actually the language. It really was just the love of learning the language. I've got to say though, the German language is complicated. All your different versions of the. I remember I found very challenging as a young girl, the little tables of daddy, daddy, oh my goodness. It's wonderful to learn a language and I've really enjoyed it.
Der Deutschunterricht machte Jane schon zu Schulzeiten besonders viel Spaß. Später konnte sie ihre Sprachkenntnisse dann auch während des Studiums vertiefen.
I was actually good at it at school and so, you know, you tend to enjoy those things you're doing well at. I was really unsure about what to do at university and so I did an international business course and with that you had to learn a language and we studied the European economy at that time in German. It was incredibly difficult because every person in my tutorial group, the sort of smaller group, had either lived in Germany or Austria for a year. So I was the odd person out. But yes, I have been to Germany. I have spoken very badly. But, you know, as with anything, the more you sort of put yourself out there and not worry too much about delivering the language perfectly, the more joy you get from speaking it. But I will not be uttering a word of German today because I don't think I've engaged with the language for 20 years, which is a little bit sad, isn't it? So I need to dust off my German skills.
Jane glaubt, es sei vor allem eine Sache von Selbstbewusstsein, wenn es um das Lernen von neuen Sprachen gehe. Trotzdem zeigte sie sich mit uns eher selbstkritisch in Bezug auf ihr Deutsch.
It's a confidence game, I think. And you know, you hear it from so many people in Australia who maybe English isn't first language and they will often say, sorry, my English isn't great. And their English is almost always perfect. However, when I speak German, it is definitely nowhere near perfect, but you know, something maybe I'll go back to one day.
Jane zum Deutsch sprechen zu überreden, ist uns leider nicht gelungen. Doch ein Begriff, der Jane noch aus ihrer Kindheit in Erinnerung geblieben ist, ist das Wort Katalysator, wie sie selbst erklärt.
I remember in year 5 when sustainability and car knowledge around the fact that cars contributed, you know, terribly to the environment, we were learning a lot about catalytic converters. So that is one word in German that I just remember writing an essay on it and thinking, gosh, that's a big word in English. In German it sounds even more complicated.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.